Monday the 4th of October, Kof Vav Tishrei, Rabbi Yehuda Kravitz, Nishmas Kol Chai.
Shekoyach, Yeshus, Moronon, Rabbonim, Rabboisai. The Nusach HaTfilah, which was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, and formed into the Siddur, which we use, is more safer to be studied as well. I always say it's the most used and the most abused sefer. We use it the most. It's abused because we really don't delve into what's written there and comprehend what the Chazal gave us to utilize to be able to understand how to talk to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And it's a tefillah. Nishmas kol chai tevorech shimcha Hashem Elokeinu. The neshama of every human being, of alive people, nishmas kol chai, blesses the name of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, v'ruach kol basa, and the ruach, the geist, the wind, the breath of every human being, tevorech shimcha Hashem Elokeinu, tovin min ha'olam v'ha'olam atokel. How do we understand this? We say this every Shabbos, that the neshama speaks, the ruach, our breath, speaks to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Gemara in Shabbos brings down, and Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, the first time that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam spoke to the Klal Yisrael, the first word that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said was, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And Chazal tells us that in the word Anoichi, is Nicha, Kol HaTorah Kula lies within that word. What does that mean? So it says in the Gemara Shabbos of Kufay and Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan the Day Oima, Anoichi is Noitriken, is an abbreviation. The Aleph Nun Chof Yud is an abbreviation. For Ono, the Aleph is Ono, the Nun is Nafshi, the Chof is Kisvis, and the Yud is Yehevis. And simply we translate it to mean Ono is please. Nafshi is in the Shoma, the Nefesh. Kisvis he wrote. Yehevis he gave. And most people are baffled. But what does this mean? What's pshat in this Gemara? Rashi says only one pirush, Anoichi. Midaloi omar ani. Rashi says you should have said ani. Ani Hashem alikecha. What's that? Anoichi? Because the Boi Hashem wanted to tell us more than just ani I. In the eyes, he wanted to explain to us, we should understand, what does it mean, I of the Rabbani Shlom, the Ani of the Rabbani Shlom? The Ani of the Rabbani Shlom is Anoichi. What's Anoichi? Ono, Nafshi, Kisvis, Yehevis. What does that mean? Says the Vilna Goyim Pshat. Anoichi, Pirush. Ki koidem alpayim shana shenivra ha'olam. Before 2,000 years before creation of the world. Creation of the world was at this point, 2,000 years before that was at this point, and before that, the Rabboni Shleim was alone. That means not even Ruchnis the Kabriyas weren't created yet. And even the Torah wasn't created yet. So the Bechina of Ono, when we say Ono Hashem Oshia No, why don't we say No? Ono, we're trying to reach to the matzav of chesed, of rachamim, of kulei, when there was only Elikus, only Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There wasn't even a Torah created yet. There wasn't even Ruchnis, the creation created yet. That's Ono. So that was before 2,000 years before creation. Says the Goyim Vayita, v'achakacha thereafter, b'shnei alpayim shana koinim shenivra ha'olam, by 2,000, the point of 2,000 years before creation, bara ha'kodesh bohu es ha'torah. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the Torah ha'kodeshah. Vizehu nafshi. And this is what it means by with the terminology nafshi. Shizehu ritzoyne shalakadish boruchu. So what does it say here? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam created for himself a nefesh. What does it mean the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created for himself a nefesh? He created for some arotzin, a will. What's a nefesh? A nefesh is a will. What's our nefesh? Who are we? When you do something, what wants to do something? When your hand takes something, when you see something, when you want something, when you taste something, when you look at something. Rather, Ibn Ezra says, all the senses of a person, the sight, hearing, smelling, tasting, It's not the mouth that tastes and the nose that smells and the eyes that see and the ears that hear. It's the neshama hamaleya kol aguf, says Ibn Ezra. The neshama that fills up the life, the person, that's what senses all these senses. But it has one part of the eva, one eva of the gulf, by which it's, the senses is utilized. The Boshim could have made that by this finger you smelled, by this finger you saw, by this finger you heard, by this finger you tasted. There's no dafkamina. The biggest right in Ibn Ezra is when a person never goes away from this world when he dies, and there was no damage to his eyes, why does he continue seeing? Why does it continue hearing? Because it's neshama hamaleya kol aguf, says Ibn Ezra, which keeps, which has all the senses. So the life of a person is the neshama. The Rebbeinu Nishama, he passed this, what does it mean? Neshama nafshi, the Rebbeinu created himself a nefesh, says the Vilna Gaon, it means shezoi ritzoyne shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created for himself a will. What does that mean? That's the Torah. The Rebbeinu Nishama, the Torah is the will of God. What the Rebbeinu Nishama wants, he created at that point a will. And of course that was ruchniistic. The Achakas, says the Gaon, Kisris. What is this Kisris? Kishakosaf HaTorah. He wrote the Torah. So the Rebbeinu Nishama wrote Ruchnis the Oisius of the Torah 2,000 years before creation. And Achakach Yehevish and Nosan Lahamo Yisrael, that was later on that he gave it to Kal Yisrael. So what does it say here? It says here that the Torah HaKadosha was written not as rules and laws for when there'll be a people and they'll adhere to it, a book of guidelines. It's the neshama, it's the ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shleiman, given in the form of ruchnis mamoshes, which was afterwards transformed into olam hazeh mamoshes of the Sefer Torah with the ksivas ha'isis. But those ksivas ha'isis are first ruchnis the ha'isis created 2,000 years before creation. And that's why from them, you know, this week we learned Parshas Bereishis. There's a lot of things that doesn't say openly, but now we can understand where it lies. The numerical system, of not only of the Jewish numerical system, the world's numerical system, who created it, who started it, who was the first one that said that the system works, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, and then it goes back to 11. Then it's a 10 and a 1, and a 10 and a 2, and a 10 and a 3. That system lies in the Aleph Beis. When the Boshim created the Aleph Beis, the numerical system was formed automatically within it. Then it goes to Yud, then it's Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, to Chof, then it's Chof Aleph, Chof Beis, Chof Gimel. It was a Metzius in the Bria. No one asked the Goy Shevelt who created the numerical system. It was a Metzius in the Bria. When the world was created, when it was because it was created before the time, it's licked in the Aleph Beis. The Tzuras Oisiyas, how Aleph looks, how a Beis looks, how a Gimel looks. It's all, there's Kedusha, Tahayim, and powers within it because it's Rosh and Hashem. That's why we don't write the Aleph Beis. Why do we write script? There's Rashi script. There's our script, which we write. We don't utilize Aleph Beis, write it in Aleph and a Beis that way. Because when you're writing a letter to your friend, you don't utilize Kedusha, Roks, and Hashem when you're writing, hello, how are you? Even Rashi, when they print it afterwards, Rashi in the Torah, we don't utilize it. Because it's holy. Because it's Roks, and Hashem, and the Tzura that He created, the Ruchlis, the Ketzura, 2,000 years before creation. Even in the numerical system we have, just for an example, Gimel is 3, but an Aleph and a Beis is also 3 when you add them together. That makes the word of Av, but that has a different power. The power of Aleph and Beis, of a 1 and a 2, together, is different than a Gimel. And in the Surah Sarisis, we find in the Gemara, the page before, Dalet Amid Aleph, explain just for an example I'll give you, Goimel Dalin. Gimel Dalin stands for Goimel Dalin. The Gimel has a foot that sticks out. Right? Means that the Goymel, he who wants to do the chesed, Dalim should run after the pauper. Not that the poor person that needs the help should come to you and ask. Because in the Bria of the world, or in the Boisham, the Angelic chesed Oyla Vibana, is the Gimel. That he who wants to help someone should run after and seek out whom to help. Not wait till the person that needs the help should come and beg you for the help. All lies within the Alaves. All rocks in Hashem. Now, when the Rebbeinu Shleilam created Odo, what does we find in the Torah? Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Right? First he created a guf, ofa min ha'adoma. And as we know, Chazal tells us the ofa was of the best of ofa, means the ofa of Eretz Yisrael. And he created the guf of Odo, but it couldn't move. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Through a breath, through a wind, the Rebbeinu blew in life. Nishmas Chayim. Odom Arisha came to life. That life, that wind, was Chelek El Kaimimah. That came down from there. That was the Rotzen Hashem. Our Nishamas, who are we? What are we? What is a person? A person is his Nishama. Your Nishama is your will. I want to learn. I want to eat. I want to taste. I want to walk. It's your will. A person doesn't do anything without his will. That will, that Nishama that keeps you alive, and that's the essence of life, is Rotzen Hashem. That's the Nishama. Who taught Adam Rishon to speak? Ever think about it? Doesn't say in the Torah, the Baruch Hashem taught him, created them, who taught him to speak? The Baruch Hashem said, Adam told him, come and tell him, no. He spoke. Says the Targum Unkelis, in Chumash. Vayipach ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim. It was Ruach Namalala. It spoke, he automatically spoke. How? Because that wind was the Aleph Beis, which is the Ratzon Hashem. It's all one. The Torah, Ratzon Hashem, the Aleph Beis. And that's what we just said in davening. V'ramam tonu mikol alishoinois. In Atabachatonu. Yantif. Atabachatonu mikol amin. He chose us amongst all nations. Ahavtei sonu. Retisabonu. V'ramam tonu mikol alishoinois. He exalted us about all other languages. What does that mean? Who kept the Rhine languages in the middle of Yantif davening? I'm studying davening. Sukkis. Pesach. Shalosh Yagolim. And I'm saying, V'ramam tonu mikol alishoinois. V'ramam tonu mikol alishoinois. It means that when the Shama speaks, it's the words of the heart, of the neshama, of our very life that speaks to Rabbi Hashem. Realize the power of Lashon. Lashon HaKodesh, which only Jews speak, because we speak the word of God. We speak to Rabbi Hashem's Lashon. Our neshama speaks. Nishmas kol chai tevarech lekeinu. It's the neshama of a yid that speaks to the Rabbi Hashem. Not that we sit down and we talk. It's just words that come from somewhere else. That's what I'm talking about, the shyness. I got other languages, they come. Other languages was created later on. When? When the Rabbi Shalom wanted to mix up. Who created those languages? B'nei Adam. It wasn't the Rabbi Shalom that created them. B'nei Adam. That's why each language is different. That's why you find expressions and words in different languages that express their feelings, which you don't find those words or word forward in another language, because those people didn't have that feeling. In America, they accepted in the English language some Yiddish words. Because the Americans didn't have that akrecht. All these type of things, it's a Yiddish expression. You have to be a Jew to feel that. Chutzpah. In American dictionary now they put the word in chutzpah. Because a Yid says chutzpah. I kind of can't understand to create such a word. But, that's where the language is. French, German, English, Spanish, Chinese. If you look at the people of the country, and you see their language, the tone of the language, the sound of the language, the words that they utilize, which words are which language, you'll see it's those people. It's the characteristic trait of those people that created it. They felt that, so they created a word for it. If they didn't feel it, there was no word for it. This means that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us the highest language because we live by the Torah. Our being, our neshama, our life is the Torah Kedesha. So that's the oisius, that's the aleph base. And it's the sound. Oh, bo, go, do. Because it's Ruach Piv. That's the Ruach Piv. That's all Rotzen Hashem that should have that language. And it's Kedusha time and powers in the Aleph Beis. And that's why in Yoni Kabbalah, which we don't delve in, but if you put noises together, you can do all kinds of things. Because when it sees, it's Rotzen Hashem, which is our different Madrega. There's a bracha which we say every day. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam. Yotzer v'yochayshech oishi shalom v'aras hakol. What does this mean? Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam. We bless the Rabbi Hashem for what? Yotzer. When the Rabbi Hashem created the world, v'aras haolam, he created light and he created darkness. Both were creations. We don't understand that because we're part of this world which everything is relative. This is right because this is left. You're a son because you have a father. You're an Enoch because you have a grandfather. The world is relativity in the Metzias. But the Rabbi Yishan before B'yas Oilem, it wasn't light and it wasn't dark. It was a Metzias which we can't understand. But when the Rabbi Yishan created R, he utilized the power of Yitzira. Yitzira is what? Formulation. To form. When I form something, that means I already have it. I have something, I have the choyma, I have the utensils what to use, and I form it into something else. So when the Rabbi Shem created a light for the Bria, it was yitzira, it was formulation. That means when Oyvei HaGadol, the Rabbi Shem took down a pitzel, a little spark, and that was the light of the world. So it was yitzar. Ran by choyshech, it was uvoyrei choyshech. It was yesh miayin. The Rabbi Shem darkness, he created as a new entity Bria. Now let me ask you a question. Two entities, both created by the Rabbani Shalom, equal power, the Rabbani Shalom, but with two different powers, the power of Yitzira, formulation, and one the power of Yitzira, Abriya, creation. Light and darkness, two opposites. What should have happened? What should have happened? It should have knocked each other out. Two equal powered, but two different powers, but opposites, lightness and darkness. They should have knocked each other out. So that's why it says, Oisei Shalom! The Rabbi Shem created peace, that two opposites, contradictory matters can exist simultaneously, side by side. Yoytzar uvari choshech can be in the same bria. And only thereafter, uvoi reyasakoyo. They then create everything else in the bria, which in that every else in that coil includes bnei Adam, mankind. So what does that teach us? That's the Rabbi Shem. Rabbi Shem is a Yitzhar of Ayichoshech, and he's the Oishish Shalom. He can make peace. Everything in the Bria, Rabbi Say, is a begedah of Mahu Afatam. The Rotzen Hashem is that his creation should emulate and go in his ways. As Rabbi Shem does, we are supposed to come to an understanding of what he wants from us, what his Rotzen is, and that should become our Rotzen, because it is our Rotzen. We have to comprehend what our Rotzen is, because our Hashem comes from his Rotzen. The Rabbi Shem is Oishish Shalom. What is man to do? How do we emulate that? We say it in Bamei Madlikin, in the Sechashkan, and we say it in a different part of the davening. It's a Gemara. Omer Rabbi Loza, Omer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Loza says the name Rabbi Akiva. Talmidei Chachamim, Avri Shalom B'Oilom. Talmidei Chachamim, multiply, make more peace in the world. So what does that mean when you say this? They run around making peace with the two people that they think are fighting. No, it's not what it means. Shenamar, because there's a pasuk. V'chol b'nayich l'mudei Hashem. V'chol b'nayich, says the Rabbi Hashem, all my children, Klal Yisrael, l'mudei Hashem, are students. L'mudei Hashem, they're students of the Rabbi Hashem. We learn from him. V'chach sholoi b'nayich. So my students, my colleagues, so my children have a lot of peace to utilize. How? Because al tikri banoich ale boinoich. Don't call it, say the word is banoich, children is boinoich builders. Shalom rov loyoyev eisayah secho. The ain loy mamichsha. We are builders just like the Rabbi Shem created the world. We uphold the world. It's our Torah mitzvahs, which is Ratzon Hashem, which is our real Ratzon within us, deep within us, when we do the Ratzon Hashem properly. It's our Ratzon. If our Ratzon ties with the Rabbi Shem, Ratzon Hashem, then we are creators and builders of the world. We are the Oysa Sholims of the world. That's why Sholem Rav Lohiyev Eser Yasecha. How do you go about doing it? I'm busy, I get up in the morning, I run to David, I run to my business. Then I have to take this kid to a doctor, and I have to take care of this telephone bill, and I have so many assaults to do in a day. So the boy son tells us, Shalom Rav Lohiyev, love the Torah. If you love the Torah, there's many ways that drachim to come to that, to utilize the Ratzon Hashem. Then everybody's supposed to be a Rav and a Rosh Yeshiva or a Malamed. No. Rav Klausel is not, and that's the way the boy son at the Vegas talked about. It's Yisachas and Zvulas. But no one is pata for being the Oyeve Serisecha. And the Oyeve, the love for Torah, which is Neshama. Love is not something you can put on a platter. It's not something you can put down and say, this is love. Love is a Neshama, it's an Afshias. It's the Ruach HaChaim of a person. There lies a person's love for something. Love the Torah, the Ein Lo Nechshal. Nothing will stand in the way. Yeshalom B'cheilech, Shalva B'Amanasayich. Your lot of this world will be peace. B'Amanasayich means in palaces, up in Shemayim. That means when you have peace in this world, you have peace in the next world. L'manachai v'rei adabino shalom boch. I speak to brothers and friends, peace. L'man beis Hashem aleikeinu. Beis Hashem again means the beis HaMikdash. You want to bring the beis HaMikdash. V'lushin de guli, you want to kick her ice from dollars. through Oysa Shalom. Hashem Oiz Lamayitain. The Rabbi Hashem empowered his nation. With what? Because Hashem Mevorech, he blessed us as Amayi, his nation, Bashalay, with the power of peace. We are empowered to create peace in the world. And that's what man has to do. We're put in this world, a Helik and Neshama was put down in this world. A Ruach HaLakayim Ma'al, in the Guf of Adam, each and every one of us. And our job is to make peace with the world around us. Every Jew, wherever he finds himself, if it's in any situation, in where he is, in any setting which he is, he has to make peace with that setting and utilize his rotzoy, his will, in the oyeve sarisecha, to do the right thing and act the right way. If it means in his dealing, in his business dealings, if it means making a kiddush Hashem when he's standing on the line of the store to pay. Everything a person does is either kiddush Hashem or chil Hashem. You have to realize that. Why? What do I have to do with it? When I'm in shul, I have to act nice, let's call it for the Torah. I have to hear the Torah at home. But why is everything that I do is the chil Hashem and kiddush Hashem? But now we begin to understand it a bit. Because it's neshama. Who are you? Who are we? Who is each and every one of us? Doesn't make a difference who you are, old and young, small, tall. We're all nishmas kol chai. We're the neshama that gives us life. We're the neshama that comes v'shamayim elokeinu ma'al down to this world. Another tefillah that we say, I'm just touching upon a few different tefillahs to see the wealth, the Utsa God that lies in this sefer called the Siddur. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Achad. Every Jew, you know, Kabbalah Shemachu Shemayim is what? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Achad. And every Jew says it very seriously. Pamayim B'chol Yoyim. Let me ask you a question. You ever think about it? If it's Kabbalah Shemachu Shemayim, declaring of Bar Yishon King upon all of all kings of the whole universe, so why doesn't it say Melech? Should have said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkin Hashem Melech. Hashem Melech Hamalcha Melechim. Doesn't mention the word Melech. So Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkin Hashem Echod. What's Pshat? Rabbi Yisrael, I feel the Nekuda of Melech. What's Melech? If I'm the king and this is my territory, if you infringe upon it, if you're the king in the next area, but your kingdom reaches and infringes upon mine, I'm no longer the king of that part. It's not possible for two people, two entities, two kings to rule over the same place. Either I'm the ruler or you're the ruler. So the essence of the essence of understanding what it means, melech, means echot. There's only one ruler. So when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad, he's telling us, Chazal didn't put the word Melech, because Melech would be a very foggy, not understandable idea to us, far-fetched. A Melech, well, I was never Melech, I'm a poor guy here, I have a simple job, what do I know about Melech? Yeah, you're Melech, Rabban Ishlam. The Boy Shem didn't want that. Chazal didn't want that. Yaakov Avinu, when he told his children, he says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. Know the essence of the essence is that there's one Rabbi Yisrael. When you come to understand that Rabbi Yisrael is Echad, then you're mamlich, melochim v'loy hamlucha. Then you know that v'loy hamlucha upon everything. There's only one. And every person, his job is, in essence, to know that you're one, and the Rabbi Hashem's one. It's very interesting. The word Adam, for man, mankind is called Adam. Adam Rishon is called Adam. You know, there's no plural for Adam. There's only a singular word. Adam is singular. There's no plural for Adam, because each person is a separate identity. A separate, a yochid. He's that spark that came out for the nishmas, for the Rabbi Hashem, from Anoichi, from the Yisrael Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, and the nun of Nafshi of the Rabbi Hashem, which was Ritzoinoi, a spark flew out, and that spark is in your neshama, and your neshama, and your neshama, and each and every one of ours neshamas. And each spark is singular. We're all tied together to the Rabbi Hashem, we come from one makar. But each spark is singular. A person is born alone, Achman al Simon, he leaves the world, he leaves the guf here, as the neshama goes alone up to Shemayim. Because a person is a lonely entity. But a person has to know that he's never alone. Because when a person ties himself in Echad to Rabbani Shalom, so the Echad of the person ties to the Echad of Rabbani Shalom, and you always have the Rabbani Shalom with you. Says Rabbi Ruchim Levavitz Demir Mashgiach, that how will I come to Avas Hashem? Everybody says Avas Hashem. How can I love something that I can't see, that I can't understand, I can't grasp, and go love it? How do you love the Rabbani Shalom? So Rabbi Ruchim Levavitz says Shema Yisrael Hashem Atem Hashem Echad. When you come to Echad, tying yourself in oneness to you and the Rabbani Shalom, then you, what's the next word? Vahavta. Then you come to Vahavta. It's a feeling natural that'll come by itself. You can't work on Avas Hashem. You can work on Echad. Trying to serve you and the Rabbi Shem. I only have you and the Rabbi Shem. And then you'll come to Avas Hashem. Will spurt out within you. Because that's the tie. But that Kesher, the Dveikus Bashem, which is the Ikav of Adam, as Rabbi Yonah says, Dovuk Bashem, all the mitzvahs are Torah. The end goal is not to do the mitzvah. It's that the mitzvah should bring you to Dveikus Bashem. Then you'll have after us, Hashem, comes naturally afterwards. I'll end with a story from the Vilna Goyim. The Vilna times of Vilna Goyim, there was a Ger Tzedek, which everyone knows, the Vilna Goyim left over in his Tzava, that he should be buried after the Pira, right next to this Ger Tzedek. Who was this Ger Tzedek? This Ger Tzedek was Graf Potocki's son. Graf Potocki was then the ruler then, in Lithuania, Poland, that whole area. And his son went to study universities and he became very close to the Jewish people. And he saw, by understanding, Wissenschaft, he came to understand that Yahadus is the right derech. And he wanted to become a Yid. So the Tsar sent his people to try to stop him. Didn't help. And he became a Yid. He was a Ger Tzedek, he was a Megaya. So they came to him afterwards, they said, listen, this is a Bishoynis for us. The God says, you're the son, you're supposed to be the next Graf. You're supposed to take over. You're going to become a firm Jew. We can't allow this. We have to do something. Either we denounce it, or we're going to have to show everyone that this is not acceptable, and we're going to have to kill you. That's the decree of your father, the king. He was strong, and he says, I can't do anything. He ran away, tried to hide for a while in Jewish communities. And at the end, they caught him. They brought him to Vilna. They locked him up in the tower there, the prison. And the son came to him, he said, I'm begging you. The father came to the son, I'm begging you. You're my only son. You're the next Graf. Please, denounce Judaism. Become a goy. Live a different life. You'll have everything. He says, no, I can't, father. I understand that this is the right thing. Yiddishkeit is emes. Hashem achor. Peroise emes. There's nothing I could do. He said, well, I'll have to kill you. He said, what can I do? And they gave him the mishmud of death. The night before they were supposed to kill him, the Vilna Goyim asked to meet with him. So the Vilna Goyim went into him and he met with him and he asked him, do you have any charata? So he thought for a moment. The Ger Tzedek says, no. He said, do you have any questions? He says, yes. He says, one thing is bothering me. He said, what? He was still a bocher, it seems. He wasn't married. He says, I have no father because I became a Ger and I had this non-Jewish father which I had wants to kill me. So satatadoth. What's it worth? And I have no children. So that bothers me. I'm leaving the world without having parents and not having children. So the Vilna Goyim told him, the Rabbani Shalom is exactly like you. He doesn't have parents and he doesn't have regular children. But it's not regular children. So you tie yourself to the Rabbani Shalom. He'll be your father, you'll be his son. So the Ger Tzedek for a moment stood, took it in and said, Nechamti, I feel good now, I feel better now. And the Vilna Goyim left. The next day they killed him. They buried him in the Vilna Kisakvaris. And the Goyim asked afterwards that he should be buried next to him. The Kedusha, the Tahira of that person standing at that moment. That's why it's Nishmas Kol Chai. Every person in the world, Jew or Gentile, could reach that of Adreka. Right at Tversi Shrol, Pekei Yovas, says the difference between Odom and Hodom. The Goyim have to work on it on their own. Whereas a Jew comes naturally, just like Odom Arishan was created right away, with Ruach Lakim in him, every Jew is created that right away. But a goy could attain it and reach it on their own if they go through and work on it. That's Nishmas Kol Chai to Ruach Lakeinu. We speak to Rabbi Shem, not with mere words. Now we'll prepare texts. The text of the Siddur is Kodesh HaKadoshim. It helps us to understand what we're saying. Nishmas Kol Chai to Ruach Hashem Chashem Lakeinu. Ruach Kol Basit to Ruach Hashem Zichachah. The remembrance of Malkeinu. Tomin min ha'olam ha'olam atokel. Rabbi said, let us think when we daven in the Pirush HaMilas. And we should do that, be zoicha, to be as Gaelic Tzedek, then Heremenu Amen.
Oh, nice. Yes.